Ooh, well, I had to read this. So, let's see. Forest says, I have a question, and I really want you to think through it. What's the point of performing miracles? And I said, to help others live better, because you love them so much. That's the point. Forest says, yeah, that's the easy part, but I'm struggling with a couple aspects. First, this realm exists because it has to. It exists for the sole purpose of allowing what needs to happen that can't happen anywhere else. When a miracle happens, we're talking about subversion of the laws that dictate the nature of this realm. So why? Faith? If you're going to use a miracle to inspire faith, why not just miracle the belief right into us? Why only some? I feel like miracles kind of break everything. Wow. I'm going to read some of the other two replies. Miracles are natural. When they do not occur, something has gone wrong. Oop, I like that. Shibbity boo bop, don't touch the drop. That's what you call, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, baby. All right. I'd redefine miracles for myself. The way you're perceiving it is what's created the confusion. Interesting. I'm feeling a little confused right now. Well, screw it. We'll just follow everybody. Okay. Create with Elias. I think I've seen Elias around before. It feels to me like a contrast. There is existence, and then there's what we create with existence. So when we see darkness in our lives, and a miracle occurs, it's so wondrous that we find hope to bring us out of the darkness. That is beautiful. I just quoted that with 7 purple hearts. Boy, the wind loves my car door. Gently, too. Pretty spectacular to watch. See, hear, feel the car shaking. Alrighty. Alright, let's look again. Forest. Yeah, that's the easy part. But I'm struggling with a couple aspects. First, this realm exists because it has to. It exists for the sole purpose of allowing what needs to happen that can't allowing what needs to happen that can't happen anywhere else. When a miracle happens, we're talking about the subversion of the laws that dictate the nature of this realm. So why? Faith? If you're going to use a miracle to inspire faith, why not just miracle the belief right into us? Why only some? I feel like miracles kind of break everything. It sounds like you're feeling like there's people... It sounds like you're feeling that there's others out there that are getting more miracles than you. Well, there you go. I just gave you one, so enjoy it. Yeah. Well, what do you think about this? Better get a drink of water. I wish I had one right now. And sit the fuck down. All right. Have you gotten the water and sat the fuck down yet? Because I mean it. I'm about to be teaching people how to make the Matrix squirt and spit and sputter and spew and do all kinds of things that it wouldn't normally do. And we gotta get the people ready for it. Because that's where we're going. And it's like, it's bit by bit, baby steps, step by step, tippy taps, tappy tippy tippy taps. But yeah, have you seen Videodrome? I'm not gonna spoil it, because you're gonna be like, wow, boy. You know, I think, what's it called? Electro something, where they put the brass rod in the ground with a copper wire spun around it a certain amount of times and then sticking up into the air. And then you sink that into the ground near the base of a plant that you're caring for. And it charges that boy up. And they get big. I gotta try that. I believe it. Because, boy, I've been trying to figure out what's with this exponential growth. Well, you know, like, boy, we'd be buzzing 5G through our brains all the time. I feel like it's the same thing. I feel like, boy, we charging up. And I know before long, I'm going to be teaching people to be able to make things spew out from nothing right in front of everybody. And people are going to be able to teach this thing. I ain't playing. Boy, anybody want to think I'm playing? Like, you can just go back and look through my last 2,000 videos and shorts and mostly. And just see where I've been. Because, holy shit. Did you know I climbed a ladder from hell to get here? Like, son of a bitch. That shit was tough. I had to be all dumb and shit. They had to make me dumb. So I go and I get tased in a psychedelic state so bad I couldn't move for a couple of days. Those were the times. Way back when everything was normal. But yeah, I remember now. I done said fuck it. I said fuck it, and ain't nobody gonna get to play with this stupid fucking game anymore. And I broke it. I was just let know that all this stuff I've been doing with perpetuating these synchronicity streams to swim through. It's really just a glaring notification that it's already done. And things will be changing, I tell you. Oh yeah, baby. I mean, if you didn't think things were changing anyway, then you know, why weren't you paying attention? Oh yeah, it's because this thing's a weird little place. I mean, and you gotta figure that it's a thing, because you can do things with a thing, right? Well, when I do certain things, this thing in front of me, what I call my perception, what we all call reality, you can't put a stamp on that. Why would you want to? It'd be like being a 4-year-old girl at one point throughout eternity, and you just happen to hear a piggy you really liked scream. Because Papa Brandon him. Those are great, good things to keep. Because they stop you and they make you look at what you're doing. I mean, I guess nobody has to remember if they don't want to, but that's the truth, really. But I'm the one that bridges the gap. Because I swim in it, the other side of it, which was what? Where you just keep on doing stuff and you can't see what you're doing. Yeah, so, anyway, everybody seems to be perking up. That's good. That's good. I'm proud of y'all. Wow. You know, some great, good little passengers. All right. We're on this plane together, y'all. you and I, you didn't know it, but one of my strongest hands is on that flywheel. You know what I'm saying? Stuff's happening. Really, all you gotta do is pay attention. Instead of worrying about stuff, just pay attention. It helps. Because, turns out, the present moment is alive. And she's done with the game where we don't play with her. And so she's been playing with us and making us do things. And then we realize it wasn't that she ain't us, or that she ain't who she used to be. It's that you seem to be learning, and I'm proud of you for that.